Carrie and Fat Ryan out on such a thrilling series of Chinese adventures? Well, that rainbow worker has again come to the attention of our friends. In today's transcribed Terry tale, we'll tell you exactly what we mean. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Have you sent for your big soup code writer, that four-color rainbow pencil with its mystifying cords? Well, I sure hope so, because the deadline's almost here. Yes, the offer closes at midnight Saturday, April 25th, and you know what that means. You've got to mail your order tomorrow or tonight. So if you haven't already got your order in, do this right away. Ask your mother if you can't run over to the store right after the show and get two cans of Libby's tomato juice. You see, kids, all you need to get your big stoop code writer is those two Libby's labels and a dime. The name Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. So get the two labels from that wonderful tomato juice and print your full name and address carefully on the back of one label. Then mail them with a dime to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. You got that? Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago. And be sure you get your labels and dime into the mail before midnight tomorrow. Now, believe me, kids, this swell code writer is worth making a little effort to get. You know the marvelous things it's done in the show, what a lifesaver it's been to our friends? Why, with it, with those different colors to express his different feelings, old Big Stoop can practically talk. And gosh, the fun you can have with that mysterious cord trick. You'll sure have your friends all guessing. So get your order in now while you can. Send two Libby's labels, Libby's tomato juice, and 10 cents with your full name and address. Mail them to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Your order must be postmarked before midnight tomorrow. And now, Terry and the Pirates. At the moment, Terry and Pat Ryan are top men in this adventure. With the active help of Slugger Dunn, they have made prisoners of Smiley and Jigger, two of the Dragon Lady's hired hands. All this happened in the tough little river village of Shindig, about 6 miles from Yankut. Ah, but here's the rub. Even though there's been fights in the gun battle, our friends have had no trace of Dr. Fu Ling, and it was the old doctor they came to Shindig to find. But now, in one of the upper rooms of the Shindig tavern, they have found a paper on which is written a message.
The rainbow, the four-color pencil. Well, what does the message say?
You got me, pal. It's a pretty job of color writing, but it's all in Chinese, and Chinese is Greek to me.
Well, Chinese characters mean something, Pat. Well, what do we do?
Now, look, this is a long chance. But go down and get a hold of Big Stoop. Maybe he can decipher this stuff. Maybe it don't mean a thing, but if Dr. Fu Ling wrote a note in color pencil, then I want to know what he wrote.
Hey, wait a second, Pat. Those aren't Chinese letters. Look there, that isn't Chinese, is it?
Yeah, it looks like it. I know. Well, you're right, Terry. See here? This first letter is an S. Well, it looks like Chinese writing.
Sure, and the next letter is A. Then comes the letter N. Say, this is easy to decipher once you get the hang of it. The next letter is an S again.
Yeah, then comes an O. And a second O.
You'll double O. And here's the letter N. Hey, this word's spelled Sang Soon.
Yeah, and the last word, if I figure this color writing out, is the word hills.
Sang Soon Hills. What does that mean?
Sang Soon Hills. Well, that's a place about 50 miles from here. Maybe that's where Dr. Fu Ling was going.
Yeah, that's so. Well, listen, I'll go down and...
Hey. What goes on outside? Hey, come here by the window, Terry.
Yeah, I can see from this window. There must be police cars or army cars.
Three of them. Looks like they meant business, men in every one of those crates.
Maybe we better go down and find out what's up.
Well, they got here mighty quick for police. Mike Heatherstone was going to notify the police in Yankut, but he hasn't had time to get back there.
Maybe he met a car on the road. Well, let's go downstairs and find out.
No, wait. They'll be up here. We can wait. No hurry.
Gee, hard-boiled-looking gang. Rifles and all. Three cars full. Hey, you can hear them tramping around down below.
They seem to be taking charge. Well, it's all right with me. I'd be glad to be well out of this mess. All I came here to Shindig for was to find Dr. Fu Ling.
Say, this message with the word Sansun Hills on it. Ooh, please can tell us more about the hills, huh?
Maybe they can. It looks like the Fu Ling job is strictly our business, Terry. No, we'll sit tight and say nothing. I have a hunch we'll find out more about the Sansun Hills before this day's over.
Hey, look down there in front of the tavern, Pat. They're putting Smiley and Jigger in one of those cars. Huh? Taking them back to Yan Cuck, I suppose.
Well, cops certainly work fast. Even as Chinese cops, they work fast. Hey, there goes Slugger and Big Stu.
Yeah, they're being knuckled into a second car.
I suppose that third car is reserved for us. Say, it's funny nobody came upstairs to look for us.
Nah, give them time, Pat. Suppose Slugger Dunn told them we were here.
I don't know. All this quick work makes me feel uneasy.
Well, let's go downstairs and find out who the head man is. We can find out what soon enough and... Oh, hello.
There is no need to go anyplace at the moment. I will answer your question.
Well, then I was right. Doggone, I knew something was wrong. I fell off my bones. Remember, Terry? I said this was mighty quick work, even for the Chinese police. Well... So the Dragon Lady pulls a fast one again, eh?
Your friends are quite safe. They will be taken to a spot near Yang Cook, where they will be released.
Did you meet Smythe Heatherstone? He was on his way back to Yang Cook.
One of the drivers of my car met the gentleman. It was rather a clever bit of work, you'll admit.
It sure was. Your three cars drove up here, all the villagers stood around and gaped. And...
That is why I am now working for the Chinese government, Mr. Ryan. I am able to combine daring enterprise with brains. The result will be unfortunate for the invaders. Now, if there are no further questions...
Oh, but there are. What have you done with Dr. Fu Ling?
He is not in this village of Shindig, if that is what you mean.
I ask what you've done with him.
He is alive and well. I told you why I had Dr. Fu Ling removed from the scene. He hates me. He would do everything possible to discredit me. But the dear doctor is most comfortable.
I suppose you came up here to take us prisoners.
On the contrary... I have come to ask your cooperation with me.
What?
Terry Lee, I do not forget that I owe you a debt. You saved my life a short time ago.
All right. You've got something up your sleeve. What is it?
This is neither the time nor the place to discuss my offer. I am inviting you to accompany me on a short journey. You can come or stay. The decision rests with you. I shall go below. I shall await your answer out in my car. I await your decision to accompany me to the Sun Soon Hills. Leah Hines,
Nora. Pat, did you hear what she said? Sun Soon Hills.
I sure did, Terry. Say, I'll bet that's where she took Dr. Fu Ling.
Sure, and he left a note here, hoping somebody would find it and come after him.
Well, it looks like we'll have to make up our minds. We started out to find Dr. Fu Ling. If we join up with the Dragon Lady, well, maybe we can get him back.
Risky business, Pat. Of course, if she wants us to go to the Sansun Hills with her, and if Fu Ling is a prisoner there, well, two birds with one stone or something, huh?
Well, here's my idea, Terry. Let's throw in with the Dragon Lady. Let's find out what her plans are. If she's planning to blast the invader, and she'll do a mean job of it, then let's help her. Meanwhile, we can keep an eye out for Fu Ling. There's no law against that. If we team up with the Dragon Lady and rescue Dr. Fu Ling, too, well, why not?
Okay. Only if she finds out about it, that may mean trouble for us in a big way.
Look, we'll play dumb. It shouldn't be difficult.
Okay, Pat, we'll join up with the Dragon Lady. We'll try and get a line on Dr. Fu Ling, too. Come on, let's join in the car. I wonder where she wants us to go with it. Where are we now?
We are headed for the Sun Soon Hills.
You got a hideout there?
I have no headquarters in the hills. I have a meeting place where my small army now awaits my arrival.
And then what? Where do we fit into the picture?
And then we attack the invader. Not a direct attack, oh no. My small force represents the first commando unit of China.
Commandos, eh? Like the outfits the British have.
Exactly. We employ the hit-and-run tactic. And you, Mr. Ryan, shall command such a force of men. I shall plan the campaigns. I have a talent for such things. You shall carry them out.
What about me?
You shall act as messenger between Mr. Ryan and myself.
In charge of a group of Chinese guerrillas, commandos. Say, this is beginning to sound like the kind of action I crave.
What do you mean, action? What do you think we've been having these past few months? A pillow fight?
Now, look, Terry. Sure, we've been in all kinds of scrapes with our new ally, the Dragon Lady. All that sort of hubbub. But our own country is at war. The United States. And here we are, practically stranded in China. Okay, if we want to help. Me, I don't want to do some namby-pamby work behind a desk. I want action. Well, Terry, this is it. Commandos. We're with the invader.
Sounds well to me,
Pat. I am pleased that you are so willing to cooperate. And now, before we go into the details, Mr. Ryan, perhaps I had better warn you.
Oh, I know this job is dangerous. I know where we'll meet in the Sansoon Hill.
No. I refer to something entirely different.
Yeah?
Both you and Mr. Cherry Lee have agreed to join me in this tremendous enterprise. But somewhere back in your mind, you still harbor a thought. I refer to the Dr. One, Fu Ling. You still hope to find him, is it not so?
Well, it's impossible.
No, sir!
What's wrong?
Wait. Mr. Ryan, look here.
What's the trouble?
The driver stopped the car because he saw these tracks on the road.
They're plain enough. It's a small armored car, eh?
Yes. What's up, Pat?
A small armored tank just went along this road, Terry. It's up ahead of us.
It is an invader tank. I can tell by the tread marks in the dust. It is headed for the Sansoon Hills. Gentlemen, our first commando operation should start within a few minutes. We should overtake and destroy that invader tank.
Say, this looks like the start of thrilling action for Terry and Pat. It's the kind of excitement you like, too. The incredible exploits of the British commandos in Europe has already been featured in our newspapers. You know by this time how these brave allies make surprise raids on supply lines, oil depots, and enemy bases. Well, Pat Ryan will soon be the leader of a group of daring Chinese commandos. Here comes war adventure, and plenty of it. Last call, boys and girls. Last call for this great special offer of Big Stoop's Rainbow Code Writer. Tomorrow at midnight is the deadline. Yes, your order must be postmarked before midnight, Saturday, April 25th. And if it isn't, it's just too bad. So get your order in at once. All you do is send two labels from Libby's Tomato Juice and a dime with your name and address to Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago, Illinois. Believe me, kids, you're going to be plenty disappointed if you don't get one of these amazing code writers. This sensational rainbow pencil is exactly like the one that Big Stoop and April have been using in the show. It writes in four different colors: Burma Blue, Dragon Lady Red, April Green, and Chinese Yellow. It has a special cord that lets you do a mystifying trick. And it's cool looking with a funny picture of old Big Stoop on it. So get your two Libby's Tomato Juice labels right away. Print your full name and address carefully on the back of one label. Then send the two labels with a dime to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago. Do that right now, kids. Tomorrow at midnight is the deadline. For victory, loyal Americans are buying United States savings bonds and stamps. I'll bet every one of you boys and girls is earning dimes and quarters to buy savings stamps with. Well, even though Pat and Terry have joined forces with the Dragon Lady, they still hope to find and rescue Dr. Fu Ling, whom they believe to be in the Sansoon Hills, where they're going now. And there's plenty of action against that armored car of the invader. It occurs in next Monday's transcribed adventure. So stand by Monday at this same time.